Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Brethren, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy, thankful for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel thus about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. Today's gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 10, verses 22 through 24. The Lord said, "All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Then, turning to the disciples, he said privately, "Blessed are the eyes which see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." On this day, the 24th of October, we commemorate Aretas the Great Martyr and Syncletiki and her two daughters. These martyrs contested for piety's sake in the year 524 in Najran, a city of Arabia Felix, present-day Yemen, when Du Nuas, ruler of the Himyarite tribe of South Arabia and a Judaizer, took power. He sought to blot out Christianity, especially at Najran, a Christian city. Against the counsels of Aretas, chief man of Najran, the city surrendered to Du Nuas, who immediately broke the word he had given and sought to compel the city to renounce Christ. Led by Saint Aretas, hundreds of martyrs, including women, children, and babes, valiantly withstood his threats and were beheaded and burned. After the men had been slain, all the freeborn Christian women of Najran were brought before the tyrant and commanded to abjure Christ or die. Yet they rebuked the persecutor with such boldness that he even said the men had not insulted him so contemptuously. So great was their faith that not one woman was found to deny Christ in all Najran, although some of them suffered torments more bitter than most of the men. In alliance with Byzantium, the Ethiopian king Elesbaan liberated Najran from Du Nuas soon after and raised up churches in honor of the martyrs. Najran became a place of pilgrimage until the rise of Islam a century later. At the end of his life, King Elesbaan, who was also called Caleb, retired into solitude as a hermit. He sent his crown to Jerusalem as an offering to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. He also is commemorated on this day as a saint. Saint Aretha's name in Arabic, Harith, means plowman, tiller, much the same as George does in Greek. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone, by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.